This is New England Public Radio News. A self-taught astronomer in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, has been taking his telescope out at night to teach anyone who wants to learn about the universe. New England Public Radio's Lily Abrams checked it out.
As darkness falls on a Wednesday night in August, Rick Costello sets up his telescope in front of the Mason Library in Great Barrington. The telescope rises above his head. He takes a sign from his car and hangs it on a nearby post. It reads, "Come see the universe."
We came to see the universe.
All right, this is the place.
You've come to the right spot.
The first to take a look is a young girl walking by. Within minutes, a crowd is formed. The crowd will remain all night, with some staying for 5 minutes and others for hours. Tourists come to downtown Great Barrington for a quiet night with their families. Most don't expect a chance to gaze into the galaxy.
You can't go your whole life without ever seeing Saturn through a telescope.
Saturn? We're going to see Saturn?
Jupiter and Saturn.
Locals are less surprised. For some, Costello is a feature of Main Street. Debbie Green, who lives around the corner, has grown accustomed to the town's star man, as he's called.
Seeing Saturn and the rings in a different position than they were 2 or 3 weeks ago was cool also.
I asked Costello if he was working with the library. Nope, he replies, it's just me and the telescope. Costello has been coming to this spot outside the Mason Library for 4 years, when the weather is nice.
So you just come out whenever, like, when you feel like it on a good night?
Yeah, I need to be around people, I come out.
Costello juggles many questions at the same time, as he answers one from Andrew Thielman, an enthusiastic passerby from Canaan, Connecticut. He pulls the group into a broader observation.
How many million miles is Saturn?
About 800 million.
800 million.
But like being 3 feet away from you, you're seeing me 3 billionths of a second ago. In a billionth of a second, light travels about 1 foot. So you never ever see anything as it happens a second and a half. That light always has to travel to you. And when you look at galaxies, then we're looking millions of miles into the past, as it's taken that light millions of years to reach us. And the telescopes are kind of, they're time machines.
At one point, a woman visiting from Bethesda, Maryland, asked the question that's on everyone's mind.
Wait, what do you do? Like, what? How do you know all this?
I've been, like, studying it my whole life since I was a kid. When we landed on the moon, I looked up and I said, I have to understand this.
It's amazing.
Obsession, maybe.
I mean,
but it's a good one to have.
This one, I would know what you know.
And it's true. Costello is completely self-taught. Ever since 1969, he's been reading anything relevant he can get his hands on.
College, I took, of course, Astronomy 101, but I knew more than the book did and the teacher.
After the crowd began to disappear, I talked to Costello about why he was here. He told me about a night the weekend before. Over 100 people had stopped by.
And the great thing is, like, almost every one of those people is looking, you know, they're looking at through a telescope for the first time. And that's kind of why I do it, you know, because, I mean, I think it's sad that people go through their whole lives without ever looking and seeing Saturn and Jupiter or even the moon.
What struck me the most about this spontaneous gathering was watching unlikely interactions. I'm a Great Barrington resident myself, and I know that in this part of Massachusetts, there's tension between locals and tourists. Costello's telescope pulls in both groups. As the night was winding down, Great Barrington resident Tom Truss joked with Thielman and others.
I think I see water.
You see water.
I thought I saw some green cheese.
Definitely not Swiss.
During the few hours Costello stood with his telescope, it seemed like every single person who walked by stopped to take a look. As he put it, set the telescope up, they will come. For New England Public Radio, I'm Lily Abrams.